A woman from Imboden was killed and two minors injured in an accident in Brooklyn on Friday. The Arkansas State Police has released details on the fatal accident. They report that 53-year-old Becky Annette Anderson was killed and two minors were injured and taken to an NEA hospital. The accident happened when another vehicle crossed the center of the roadway and hit their vehicle. The accident happened Friday afternoon on U.S. 49 Honeysuckle Road in Brooklyn, Arkansas. A woman from Maynard faces charges for allegedly taking thousands of dollars from her aunt. 46-year-old Amanda Patton allegedly exploited her aunt, who was in a nursing home, by using the victim's personal funds for her own use, including the purchase of multiple vehicles and an RV totaling more than $185,000. Patton is charged with felony exploitation of a vulnerable person. She's free on $30,000 bond. A man from Pocahontas was arrested Wednesday afternoon in Randolph County. 33-year-old David Turk was arrested on charge of felony contempt of court and possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance. He's being held in Randolph County Jail. The Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary met Wednesday. The guest speaker was Missouri State University West Plains Chancellor Zora Mulligan. She talked about the growth of the university.
In the last couple of years, we have started some really, really amazing new programs. So we started a music program, which this year has grown to include vocal music, which is a big thing for people throughout this region. Started a softball team, a baseball team, a rodeo program, a new center for students who are autistic. And so a lot of my job in my first couple of years will be making sure that we can continue to grow and build on that foundation.
Chancellor Mulligan also talked about the Vet Tech program.
So starting a new program that will train local kids and non-kids, local kids and adults, for a career of working in a veterinarian's office or elsewhere kind of in the world of animal science is a big part of what Vet Tech is going to do.
Again, that's Chancellor Zora Mulligan with Missouri State University in West Plains. Governor Mike Kehoe wants to get rid of the state's income tax. Wednesday, the Republican-led House began the process of putting that choice to voters. KBIA's Alex Gibb reports Democrats say voters may not have the information they need to make an informed choice.
House Speaker John Patterson's bill would eliminate wage taxes in Missouri and give legislators 3 years to implement a new tax structure. Kansas City Democratic Representative Patty Manser says the proposed 3-year rollout of the plan means voters won't know what they'd be approving if the measure shows up on this November's ballot.
Because if a Missourian votes, yes, I want you to move forward, they're going to have very little say in how that spools out.
Patterson disagrees, saying getting rid of the income tax, which makes up a majority of all state revenue, will give people more control over their cash. I'm Alex Gribb, KBIA News.
The annual West Plains Chamber of Commerce Awards Banquet was held last week. Winners included Colin Collins, the Lifetime Achievement Award. The Ultimate Volunteer of the Year Award went to Pam Topliff. Business of the Year was Hal Oregon Electric Cooperative. Chairman Award went to David Evans. The Citizen of the Year recipients were Jeff and Stacy Toon. City Beautification Award went to the City of West Plains Code Enforcement Officer, Tracy Morris. Civic Nonprofit Organization of the Year Award went to West Plains Downtown Revitalization. Customer Service Award of the Year, Dave Thomas at Shelter Insurance Agency. Educator of the Year was Dr. Josh Cotter. Honorary Chamber Member for Life, Charles and Pam Drago. And Humanitarian of the Year Award went to Brian White. Congratulations to all the West Plains Chamber of Commerce Award winners. The Missouri Lottery announced on Tuesday that someone won $50,000 at Taylor's State Line Truck Stop in Neelyville. Lottery officials say the winning ticket was a Crossword Plus Scratchers ticket. This is a $3 Scratchers ticket that the Missouri Lottery says has had over $14.2 million in winning prizes.